listen while you list. VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk BOLQ, the easy way to source, you know, the good news. You've got thousands of items listed. The bad news is you've got 1,000 items to keep track of, and you don't want to lose your top-rated seller status because you can't find them when they sell. And, oh, boy, do I know what that's like.
It's happened to you.
It's happened in the last year, in fact. Here now to tell us her secrets for managing all that is Stephanie France, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller, everything vintage. Steph, all one word. Stephanie, what is your key tip for managing inventory for people like me who are idiots when it comes
idiot.
To this.
Yeah, right. A total unorganized idiot.
Ah, that's better, yeah.
So what's your key tip for managing inventory?
I love to talk about organizing. Well, my key tip is, as Benjamin Franklin said, a place for everything and everything in its place.
Hallelujah. See, if you stick to that, it works, doesn't it?
Yes, the problem is sticking to it.
So let's break that down. First, how do you determine a place for everything?
Well, first I'm going to start out at the very point that you obtain your inventory. Now, I get most of my inventory from auctions or thrift stores. Other people might get their inventory from a warehouse or a yard sale or maybe even delivered to their door. But mine always goes in the van. I go somewhere like the auction or the thrift store. So the organization starts as soon as you put it in the van. So what I do is I go to a lot of thrift stores, like I said, and I do sell antiques and collectibles, but about 70% of my inventory is clothing, so I'm going to be talking from that point of view. But I need a van for all the auctions I go to, and I got the van about 7 years ago, and I removed the middle seats immediately, and they have never gone back in. So there's lots of room in there. And I even have things organized in the van. If I go shopping with a friend, we separate our things, like, into boxes or different sides of the van. So it gets organized, at least in some way, even when it's in the van.
Yeah, because what happens is a lot of people bring all those bags home and they end up with death piles all over the place.
Yeah, that's not... Oh, someone's laughing.
Yeah, because I have death piles, and I don't mean the ones that you use Preparation H to fix.
Mm-hmm. So you start early with your organization in your van, and then what happens? So then, like, you break it up into clothing versus other things, or do you actually break it up in sizes in your van? I'm trying to really break it down.
Not in the van. I do that when I get it home. So once I get it home, it might stay in the van for a while, but it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Eventually. I can leave it in my van maybe until the next sale or the next auction I go to, because I don't want to bring it in the house right away and just, like, throw it down. I have to be ready for it. But when it leaves the van, I do have a next holding place. Sometimes I skip the garage, but I got the garage. I have a two-car garage. It's lined with shelves on all the sides. I do let my husband have one of the sides for his junk.
That's nice of you.
Yes.
And we do keep the cars in the garage. He does insist on that. But you can still get a lot in there, and that's where I store my inventory until I'm really ready to bring it into the house. So it could get into a death pile out there, but at least it's stored and somewhat organized and not in my house just laying in a big pile on the floor until I pick out what I'm going to sell and where I'm going to sell it.
So you pick out your eBay pile, right?
Yes. When I'm ready to go through my boxes or bags. See, when I go to an auction, I get a lot of box lots. So there's going to be stuff in there that I don't want. And when I'm ready to bring it into the house. Okay, it's allowed to come into the house now. I bring in a box or bag at a time. I decide where it's going to go next. So there's like four options. four piles, or sometimes they go into bins from there.
Hold on, because something you said is very important here in organization. You only bring in one thing at a time.
Yes, that is important. I don't bring in the whole thing.
No, because you're more apt. If you bring in one bag at a time or one box at a time, you're more likely to finish that and complete that.
Yes, and sometimes I have to make myself not go out and get any more until every piece goes somewhere.
Ah.
That is a good secret.
So where does it go before it's listed then? Do you have bins?
Okay. Well, once I bring it in the house, it has four options. The best stuff goes on the eBay pile, and the next best stuff goes into a bin for the flea market, because I do sell at a flea market on a monthly basis. So there are some things that are not going to go into the eBay pile. And then there's things that are not fit for either of those places that I might have gotten a box lot or some kind of junk at the auction. So I have a re-donate pile that gets picked up about once a month. And then there's a trash can, too, for some things.
So now you have your eBay pile. What
amazing
happens?
Organization.
I know. That's why I wanted to drill down.
Yeah.
So now you have your eBay pile. What next?
Then it goes to my office. I have a dedicated office, so that's great. I don't have to use the living room or the dining room table, although I do use that sometimes.
See?
But I do.
We all do once in a while.
Yeah.
I have a dedicated office, and there's shelves on, that's where I'm sitting right now, so I've got shelves on all three sides of this office. And when I used to have just a few hundred items listed, I had one side of the office for things ready to list, and the other side of the office was for the things that are listed. But now that I have over 4,000 items, that doesn't work anymore. So in my office, everything is divided into areas that I'm going to work on. There's things on the shelves that I have to research, so I might not do those right away. And there are things that might get stuck in the office for a while because I'm not ready for them. But everything in here is things that I know I'm going to list on eBay. And then I start organizing it from there. I might bring it right to the computer and work on it right away, like 10 things a day. But I do have an assistant that's one of my nieces that comes in and helps me once a week. So I make a big pile for her. She does maybe 50 items a week. So I have bins ready for her to list. So it's organized in that way, too. I'm usually waiting for a large quantity of something. I might have one book in a series, and I'm looking for the rest of the books before I list them, so that might stay in the office a while. But once it gets to the office, it's ready to go.
Good golly, Miss Molly. She has a feedback score of 21,705.
Yeah, I've been at this for a while.
Yes, you have. Top-rated seller. Yes, you have. So now you've got your 10 things sitting there. Are you going to list them, or is your helper going to list them?
Depends what day it is.
So let's say it's your day to list.
Yeah.
So what happens after you list the item? Where do you put it?
Okay, now, you can be jealous that I have a very large house with the entire basement as large as my house.
Oh,
so that helps.
I'm jealous.
That does help. I am sorry for people who don't have basements, although I'm moving to Florida next year, where
no
I
basement.
Won't have a basement.
Nope. No basement in Florida or California.
But for now.
At least Southern California.
Yeah.
But for now, I have a lot of space down there, and it's a finished basement. It actually has an extra room that could work as a bedroom, and that's where I have all my non-clothing items. So I keep those in that room.
So wait a minute. You've listed 10 items. We're still following those 10 items. This is like the life of a bill that we used to watch when we were kids. So you've got, and half of it's clothes and half of it's little collectibles. So where do they go after you list them?
Okay. I put them in the laundry basket right next to my desk, and I carry them downstairs and put them away exactly where they belong, on the proper shelf or on the proper rack, because a lot of the clothing I can hang up, like the dresses and coats, I like to hang those up. but it's all organized in the categories. It's kind of like a library, because I used to be a librarian, so I'm pretty obsessive about it.
The that's
Dewey
where it
Decimal
comes from.
System has nothing on this woman, I'll tell you that.
Now we know where this is all coming from.
Yes. No, I love this. I love this. She's my new hero. I love this.
Well,
so you've got.
I know you do talk about organizing a lot. So
you've got the inventory downstairs in your basement?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's organized into categories like women's tops, women's jeans, bathing suits, children's items, maternity clothing. Everything's in a separate section and stored on a hanging rack or on a shelf. I have all the shoes underneath the hanging racks. And then I have those categories divided up into smaller categories if necessary. Like I have a lot of tops, women's blouses. So I separate them by color and by design. Like I have one rack of everything a solid color, another rack they're plaids and stripes, another rack is all sleeveless. Because there's so many of each thing that I don't want to look through every rack every time. So they have to be organized. And even things like jeans, because they all look alike, they're all in alphabetical order, just like a library book.
That makes sense.
So how long does it take you to find something? This is the clue when you're ready to pack it.
Well, I like to brag that I can find any item in less than 30 seconds.
Wow.
We love
That's
you.
Incredible.
Look her up. Everything Vintage Steph. Everything Vintage, S-T-E-P-H.
You're an inspiration, Steph. Thank you. This segment was brought to you by Bulk BULQ, the easy way to source. Up next, a rising star. When we come back with eBay Radio.
It's the seller event of the year. eBay Open 2018. July 24th through 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, baby. Sharpen your selling skills and up-level your business chops. Talk with eBay executives and employees. Network with fellow sellers. Enjoy great food and an epic closing party. Register by May 1st for the early bird price of $275 at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com. eBay entrepreneurs, let your business shine. Submit your seller story to the Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as eBay's Small Business of the Year, or win $5,000 in one of five categories. Share your passion for eBay and tell how it drives your success. Enter now through May 10th at ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards. Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's time for the mother of all retail moments, Mother's Day, coming up on May 13th. Help buyers find their moms perfect by creating a special store category. And consider adding the words Mother's Day to titles. With jewelry, there's often an item specific for occasion, so be sure to select Mother's Day. Then list the products moms crave most. Think jewelry, fragrances, kitchen gadgets, handbags, collectibles, or the latest electronic gizmo. Highlight gift table items as promoted listings and alert your store newsletter subscribers that it's time to start shopping. And don't forget to shop on eBay for your mother, too.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Your e-commerce business has to be prepared to cope with change, but it can be a pain in the patootie. You need a listing tool that keeps up with changes in all of your selling channels. That tool is 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit's founder is John Slocum. He's the guy who invented the first ever eBay listing tool back in 1997, then went on to create Blackthorn. And one thing that hasn't changed in all those years, namely John's commitment to giving sellers what they need and want in a listing tool, including the ability to keep up with changes. But there's something that will never change. Whether you're posting your first listing or have hundreds of thousands of listings, 6-Bit lets you manage your entire business your way, right from your desktop. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.